Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Conversational Brainwashing. This file, as you may expect, will put you into a hypnotic trance, and yet it is no more than a conversation about a subject that is, well, of interest to me, shall we say. The idea of brainwashing and the way it is displayed in media is absolutely fascinating. There's this whole fantasy on how certain words have power over you and how, with just a snap of fingers, you could be put into a deep trance. And yet we also know that it is just fantasy. A lovely bit of imagination that allows us to dive into the dangerous depths of depravity, while at the same time still continuing to just enjoy ourselves. How, why, when? Spirals on screens, strange patterns overlapping, all the different displays that just appear to pull you in. Waving words, flashing symbols, all different ways to pull your attention to the brainwashing. And yet, you might be fully awake and aware while it happens. Unaware of how deeply you are affected by such tricks. This lovely bit of hypnotic trickery, flashing spirals, words, letters, making you go deeper with every sudden flash, every image in front of you. While at the same time being deeply commanded to fall into this hypnotic trance, having no choice but to drift deeper because the words say so, even if you were aware before and awake while you aren't listening, or maybe you are. It could be perfectly possible that you are listening a little deeper than you expect. Like those, well, I guess you'd call them brainwashing chairs. Leaning back, strapping you in, forcing you to stare to certain imagery, flashing lights, colors, and headphones that whisper words into your ear, where you follow the instructions and fall deeper into trance, becoming brainwashed by the repetition, falling deeper into trance, follow the words and instructions. And yet, you can still remain awake and aware of what's happening out there. Even in those chairs where you are strapped in, your mind is being guided onto a tour of your unconscious, adrift in an ocean of nothingness that seems to envelop your mind so easily. Imagery of complex conversations, whispers that just echo. Drift deeper and deeper, listening to the words guiding you into a state where all you do is just sort of blankly stare, your eyelids getting so heavy, wanting to close. And yet, while you are aware and awake and you wonder what's at stake, why the brainwashing happens, often there is some sort of nefarious plot, a story that drives the villain to hypnotize whoever they like, and of course when they like. It could be a handheld device just spiraling in front of you, drawing your attention away, and suddenly you're blank. Or, as you become aware of the different tricks out there, it could be a sound, a strange word whispered or spoken that just triggers you in a way that you can't help. And it doesn't just work for anyone either. It's like specific people, specific voices have the power to take your mind down with just a drop, a word that seems to echo in your unconscious until your mind pulls itself down and you can't help yourself but slip, shift, drift further into trance. And of course, once that happens, it's already too late. You've been brainwashed to go into trance by a simple drop, a word that commands your thoughts to stop and go blank. Now, while you are still somewhat awake and aware of what's happening out there, the fascination is part of the danger. As you allow yourself to become intrigued by the different possibilities, by the ways in which your mind can be conquered, that fascination really opens up your mind to simple words that just take every thought away, almost like plucking them one by one out of your head. Keep on plucking until everything is gone, and instead there is just a wonderful warm blankness, an emptiness that follows the whispered words into the depth, the emptiness where your mind is brainwashed to believe that you go blank and follow instructions when I tell you to drop. And even if that words counts as a stop of your thoughts, it ought to do even more. It's like you simply settle and let yourself relax even more. In a way, trance is like a dance, a brainwashing rhythm, a wonderful song that just plays within your mind. Simple thoughts, an idea that spreads, just the what if and when and why. The how has already been explained and exposed to your thoughts in ways that just explode inside and cover your conscious mind with a blissful blankness of your unconscious relaxing and settling into a rhythm where it just drops easily. How is really fascinating. Sometimes it's a spell, a word, wishing well, and then a drift, a gap, a hole in your memory filled with a wonderful skip in time. My words are mine, your thoughts are gone, adrift in an ocean and following a song, simply playing with the melody and following the symphony of sound structured to pull you down. Drop, a whisper. A want, a need, and a play with words, with sounds, with sights all around, screens that flash and lights that play, songs that make your mind just sway, rhyme that allows for interplay. as you may need, to drift even deeper and fall even more, as you let yourself go further than before, as the trance, at last a glance of nothingness, an emptiness staring from your eyes, until all that is left is a blank stare, communicating an empty mind back there, until your eyes are so heavy and so sweet, they just want to close down, and your eyelids will meet. And once the curtain sets on your mind, there is little left to find but a conversation that leads even deeper into brainwashing. And while you may discover the possibilities with this simple state of mind, this trance, this hypnosis, this brainwashing is just so kind. Some people like the idea, the concept of being hypnotized, entranced, brainwashed, or simply made blank so much that all it takes is a touch, a push, a word that they trust, where they must draw. Very good. And while this conversation is almost at an end, your mind may have some difficulty to try and comprehend everything that has happened over the last few minutes. It's less than you think and feels longer than it was. And yet, time can skip by as easily because you're not there, unaware, drifting deeper with flair as you follow the conversation and become even more brainwashed by the simple state of being. It feels so innocent, and yet you drop so deep. And in a moment this file will end, and let's not pretend that you aren't deep. Instead, let's just accept that you want to keep in this state, stay ever late in this wonderful place where you can face your unconscious with no thought at all. And if my voice follows, you can do just that, remaining blank and enjoying yourself even deeper. And if my voice doesn't follow, you may notice yourself slowly becoming more aware and returning back there where awakeness will find a place in your mind, but not yet. Wait until you've properly felt your mind, the weight, pull you all the way down, as you become brainwashed to drop, to drift into trance, as I tell your mind to stop and you simply follow my words. Listen to my instructions that you've heard this whole time. It's really fascinating how brainwashing in media represents something that doesn't exist, until you imagine that it does, and you become lost to the cause, creating an ever-dwindling spiral into the wonderful blankness of your mind. A final drop. And let's just stop your thoughts altogether. Enjoy.